Let us pray. O Lord our God, hear our prayers lifted in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Hear our needs as we bring them before you, our petitions and prayers of intercession. Hear them all as we bring them before you. We hope that you find us with humble hearts this morning as we come before your awesome throne. Remind us of your greatness, for it is truly amazing, the love you have for us. We worship you as an awesome God. And God, you are good to us. As we lift our hearts before you, we come with many burdens, cares, and worries beyond our ability to cope. We lay them at your feet, knowing that we can trust in you and that your will be done. Our prayer is that your will be seen by us for what it is, your will, your plan, your purpose. We pray for the strength to accept that will in our lives, the lives of others, and in the world around us. Give us the vision to see you at work in people's lives. We ask that you help us find a kind word and a gentle touch. Father, this morning we would bring our church before you, asking that you lead us and guide us. Not only do we bring our church, but also our community, our nation, the world around us as we watch the news and headlines unfold. Father, we fervently pray this morning that you not let us lose hope, even in the face of the violence we see, but help us to know that you are still on the throne and that there is still much good around us every day. Lives being changed, miracles happening every single day all around us, next door, down the street, across our community, and throughout your world. Father, we bring all of our needs to you, spoken and unspoken, praying that your hand would be upon their lives. For those who prepare to travel on vacation this summer, bless them and keep them safe. Give them your grace, patience, and peace, and let them know your promise. And on this special weekend of Memorial Day, we pause from the celebration of the first holiday of the summer and remember there is a solemn meaning to this holiday time as we remember those who have served our country and in that service given their lives that we might know the blessings of freedom. We ask your blessings on our men and women in uniform serving today and those who have served. We also remember this morning the men and women of law enforcement keeping us safe as they put themselves in harm's way. And now we ask that you hear us as we join our hearts and voices in that special prayer that you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.